Hello, I'm Andy Richardson, and welcome to your Shropshire Star podcast.
I'm joined by Shropshire Star's assistant editor, Carl Jones. So, Carl, what have we got to look forward to over the next week?
Well, our usual diverse mix, Andy. Tomorrow, our business editor, Amy Bold, will be reporting on what she found out when she went touring the site of the new rail freight terminal that's currently being built in Telford. It's a hard hat zone at the moment, but there's plenty going on. And on the subject of transport tomorrow, our page 8 news feature, we'll also be talking to an old bus driver from the good old days in the 1950s and 60s from Shrewsbury, who's reminiscing a bit about how it ain't the way it used to be. On Tuesday, we've got another dose of business. We're collaborating with our colleagues at the Express and Star in Wolverhampton to produce a project called Midlands Business, which is looking at some of the wider regional issues. And then on Wednesday, we've got a double header. We've got our usual property supplement, and our colleagues on the sports desk are putting together a four-page preview of the Ryder Cup, which this time next week will be nearing its exciting Absolutely. Conclusion. Thursday, we've got more careers advice and more jobs for everyone, and the last in our series of six prospectus supplements. And then after Friday's motoring supplement, on Saturday we'll be back into food review territory, and one of the restaurants we're looking at on Saturday is the new Italian restaurant called La Rosa in Wellington.
Lots to look forward to. Thanks, Carl. A big story this week in the Shropshire Star has been about Telford and Wrekin's Town Park. It's been difficult to keep up to date with events. Things have changed so quickly. Simon Hardy is the senior reporter who's been following things. Simon, what's it all about?
It's confusing, as you say, Andy. Right, where to start? We go back about a month ago when a couple of environmental campaigners went into the park, would you believe, dressed as penguins, and they were handing out leaflets on climate change. They were approached by park staff, who asked them what they were doing, and when they explained, they were told they shouldn't be in the park because they should have had prior permission from the council. The permission was needed so that they could run a Criminal Records Bureau check on them. And also a possible risk assessment. Well, that struck them as bizarre. They were either rejected or they left of their own accord. There's some dispute over that. That then led to a member of the public, John Evans, writing to the council to request what had happened over these protesters and what was the council's policy. And that prompted a letter from David Ottley, the sport and recreation manager. That letter was subsequently obtained by the Shropshire Star, and that's where the row really took off.
And so it seems from one day to the next, people have been looking at what adults are doing in parks and they're not looking at... What's the position as we end the week?
Well, as I say, this letter from David Ottley outlining the council's policy, and I quote from it, said, "Our town park staff approach adults who are not associated with any children in the town park and request the reason for them being there." It does add, in particular, this applies to those areas where children or more vulnerable groups gather. But it's clearly saying that if you're an adult and you haven't got a child with you, you're going to be stopped and asked what you're doing in the park, obviously on the suspicion that you're some kind of paedophile. Well, that was utterly bizarre, we thought, and so we consequently followed the story. And I then decided to put it to the test. On Monday lunchtime, I went down to the park and decided to just sit by Spout House. It's a short area away from a children's playground. And I sat there for about half an hour just to see if anybody would come up to me. I was beginning to give up hope. I thought the story was so bizarre that it couldn't be true. And just as I was about to leave, I had a chat with one of the mums who was there. And at that moment, a member of park staff did indeed appear, asked me what I was doing in the park and why I was there, and so stood up that policy.
And just wrapping it up, I think that after reporting on that, the council then said, OK, we're not going to do that anymore. And
the council ummed and ahed. They then backtracked on it. They then said, no, they have a common sense policy. And then yesterday, the leader of the council drew a line under it by apologising for the confusion. And now we're back to where we were.
Fascinating stuff. Thanks, Simon. Storm clouds have gathered above Shropshire this week and battered the county. Sarah Bullock, a news editor for Shropshire Star, joins me. Sarah, almost as bad as last year? Really bad storms?
Almost, not quite. It's been torrential rain for most of the week, flash flooding on the roads, and river levels once again pretty high.
And were any people flooded out of homes or businesses affected?
A number of homes and businesses were affected again. A large amount of the flooding was on the roads, so the river levels haven't come up quite as high. But yeah, it has affected a large amount of the county.
Thank you very much indeed. There's some big stories on the horizon next week, and Deputy Editor of Shropshire Star, John Simcock, is here to tell us a little about them. I think there's a big meeting on Monday, John.
There is, Andy. We've already heard about the pivots in the park patrols back Telford Town Park. Well, on Monday night, Telford and Wrekin Council will decide whether to press ahead with £4.5 million lottery bid to cement its reputation as the green lung of Telford.
And I think also there's a pretty big court case as well.
Yeah, we've got David Oakley, former Shrewsbury travel agent. He's been in Spain for the last 3 or 4 years. He's due up at Shrewsbury Crown Court this week. Charges relating out of the collapse of his travel agency. Big question is whether or not he'll appear, because the case has been adjourned several times over the last few years because of Mr. Oakley's ill health.
And I guess you'll be sending reporters along to cover and see what happens there.
Well, we'll have reporters there, Andy, and all over the county covering everything that moves.